trying to get the bugs worked out of this thing. Tasting, tasting. Amen. Well, the Lord's good. How many of you are glad you're saved?
Yes.
Everybody that is saved is glad they're saved. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad to be here. Glad that you're here. It's a real blessing to be in this place. Now, one of my daughters come in was saying they couldn't believe it was already Tuesday, amen. I feel like it's been the second Friday already. Oh my. And some of you will fault me for that, amen, but let's see, I've been playing cornhole, basketball, hockey, didn't get to play Indian bottle today. I was offered to play Indian bottle, didn't play Indian bottle. Whatever we played yesterday, I played that, amen. Any other of the 52-year-olds do all that? You know, so, no, they didn't, amen. So anyway, my feet are hurting, amen, but thank God I've got my feet may be hurting, amen, but I've got a warm heart, amen. And hallelujah, the bed bugs ain't got me or whatever's getting everybody. We've been aggravating Caleb that the cooties got him, amen. Got cootie bites on him. But thank God, amen, the bed bugs ain't got me yet. And the Lord's good to us. I praise the Lord for it. I appreciate the atmosphere of the camp. You know, you think about it, we all come from a lot of different backgrounds because there's several different churches represented here, and we get to meet new families and new friends, and we get to fellowship with one another and break out of your mold and go around and talk to people, amen. And that's kind of hard for me to do sometimes, amen. I kind of like my family. Brother Harvey apologized sometime if he can't entertain us, amen. I said, well, most of the time we like each other. And so I don't have to have somebody entertain me. Amen. Me and my family do most everything together.
Amen.
We like each other for the most part, amen. And so sometimes that's not good for me because, you know, I just hang with my family and don't go and intermingle and mix it up a little bit. So I'm glad that we can come apart and do that and, you know, share our burdens with one another. And certainly we're not going to try to divulge that, but we get the fellowship of one another. And there's a lot of different burdens that are represented right here. You know, my prayer is, and I hope that the Lord will help me know how to pray. My prayer is that you'll get some help this week for whatever your problems are that you're going through, because there's burdens that are represented here that are exclusive, or we feel that's exclusive to each of us. And so I trust the Lord will help you this week and encourage you. If nothing else, if it's not through the messages or something like that, maybe it'll be through the fellowship. Because I don't know how it is like where you're at, amen, but there's not a lot of fellowship where I'm from. And I'm not going to go into that because it sounds like a criticism. But I don't have a lot of people that I can fellowship with. I don't have a lot of people of the same mindset. I still believe in old-time salvation and old-time separation. And by the grace of God, that's how we're going to live. And that's how we're going to stay living. And a lot of people have not chose to go that way. But I tell you what, it's a blessing to come up here, amen, and fellowship with you good folk, and to be with you, amen. And it encourages me, it strengthens me, and helps my family, and helps my wife. And you ladies are a blessing to my wife, and I appreciate that, amen. I tend to like people that like my family and that's good to my family. It kind of keeps me in good humor. But the Lord is wonderful, amen, and I thank the Lord for that. Take your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter number 15 tonight. Luke chapter number 15, and we'll get in here to the scripture and look here what the Lord has for us tonight, amen. Luke chapter number 15. Anybody out there got a cough drop?
Yeah.
Amen. Who's got a cough drop?
I do.
Amen. An unused cough drop.
Yeah.
I'll take that, sir. I'll take that. Amen. Each one's about 45 minutes apiece. Amen.
Oh, give me some more.
And so, Lord's good to us. Praise God. Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15 tonight. Let's stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God, and we'll let you be seated in just a moment, Lord willing. Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father," now he's addressing his father here, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living." The younger son asked for his inheritance at that moment. The father divided the inheritance between two of his sons. Amen. Both of the sons got a portion of the father's goods. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, in that land. Isn't it interesting how that always happens that way?
Yeah.
When everything's expended, when all the fun and games are over, when the party lights are extinguished, amen, when all the beers run out and the marijuana's been smoked and the pills have been popped and the bowls have all been finished lit, amen, yeah, not only, amen, the party's over, but the famine comes.
Yeah.
The Bible says there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he had come to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father." Now you notice how he said, "Father, you give me what's coming to me." And the father did that. But you notice, amen, in his mind, he surmised, here's what I'm going to say to my father. Notice what he said, "I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." Let me say this. Be a good place to say it right here. You know how a person gets right with God? It all deals with their attitude. That son came and said to his father, "Give me. Give me." I'm telling you, when he come back, he had a different attitude. He said, "Make me. Make me." Make me, amen, as one of thy hard servants. God will deal with our attitude. Our attitude is very obstinate against the Lord. rebellious in the sight of the Lord. And let me remind you, amen, that this, he's dealing with Jews here. He deals with the Pharisees. We're not going to deal with it tonight. That's likened to the second son. But we're not going to deal with that tonight, amen. But he's dealing with Jews here. I'm making an application tonight, but he was a son when he's home. He was a son in the far country. And he was a son when he got back home, because he's dealing with Jews. That's exactly what he's doing. Look at it. You just have to read it. You don't even have to study it. That's what it is. But I'm making an application tonight, both to the saved and those that need to be saved, and those that are far apart from God, that you're here, but your heart is out in the far country. And you're looking far away and hoping and wishing that you can get a little break, a little crack, and you're going to be gone out into the world. I've seen it time and time and time again over the years. But he said, make me as one of thy hard servants. I'm going to tell you what, you'll be well on your way when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Amen. And I like this, verse number 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. You can be seated. We hear a lot of preaching, amen, over the years on what's known, and it may be in a heading on your Bible, as the prodigal son. And many times the word prodigal has to do with somebody that squanders their living and just wastes it on white, righteous living, but it also has the idea, amen, of somebody that spends extravagantly. I don't want to preach on the prodigal son, even though I'm going to reference him tonight. I want to exalt the Savior tonight and preach on the prodigal father. The prodigal father. Because he lavished whatever he had left. And by the way, we've got a father that, though he's parsed it out to you and given it to you and expended grace on you and given grace to you and given grace to you, he's got much more grace. Amen. Amen. It looks like to me the Father had plenty of men left over, even though he divided between his sons. He had plenty to expend on that son that went out into the world. Amen. I'm going to preach on the prodigal father. The prodigal father. I'm glad that God is a merciful God. I'm glad that God is a God of mercy. And God is a God of grace. And God is so, Brother David, long suffering. Amen. Tonight, listen, it's a wonder he puts up with any of us. But thank God, I'm glad tonight that we have a father. Thank God that sees right where we're at. And thank God, just like this young man that come out of the world and come out of the hog pen, amen. Thank God when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And the Bible says he ran to him, amen. I'm glad God will do that for you tonight. Amen. He'll come where you're at. Father, I do thank you, Lord. That's the introduction. You know, Lord, I'm so simplistic, it makes you sick sometimes, and I'm wondering why you ever called me to preach, but I sure do know you did. And Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I praise you for it. And I give you glory for saving me by your grace. and get me out of this old stinking mess of the world. And Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, you would be glorified in the preaching as we feebly attempt to preach the word of God. And we'll thank you and praise you. We'll glorify you. We'll magnify you tonight with your help. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. We cannot deal with the prodigal father, amen, until we say some things about this son that went away from the father, amen. The Bible tells us about these two sons, and certainly this one son was definitely, even though we could deal with the one that relates to the Pharisees, we could say that this son was in rebellion that went into the fire country, amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, if you're not right with God, people may think you're a good little girl and a good little boy and a good man and a good woman. But if you've never been saved by the grace of God, I'll tell you who you are. You're the kind of people that drink iniquity like water. You're sinners. You sinned against God. God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, friend, if you don't get right with God, you're going to end up in a Christless eternity. Just like this young man that was in his rebellion against his father. Amen. Now, Father, give me that portion. But you know, when you ask your father, seemingly, this is my mindset from a hick exegesis, when you ask your father for an inheritance, amen, before he's died, looks like to me that's kind of disrespect.
Yeah.
And so it to me, amen, he's like telling his dad, why don't you just drop dead?
Yeah.
Amen? That's kind of how I see it, amen. I'm going to tell you, it was a height of disrespect because here's this son, amen, that tells his father, I want my inheritance now. And he'd already planned out. He'd already planned out what he's going to do with it.
Yeah.
I believe he laid his plan. I believe he knew what he was going to do, how he was going to spend that. It was going to be wine, women, and song, amen.
Right.
Says, Father, you give me my portion.
Yes.
And the father didn't deny it. He gave it to him. This young man was in rebellion. It'd be amazing tonight if the hearts of young ladies and young men were revealed here tonight. And certainly, amen, everyone that's not saved, Alex, by the grace of God, your heart is in rebellion against the Lord, against His commandments, against His laws, against His judgments, against His precepts. And it's not me whom you've offended. It's not the pastor whom you've offended. It's not your pastor whom you've offended. It's God whom you've offended. That's who you've offended. You've offended God. Amen. I don't take up correction. Cough drops. That's who you've offended. You've offended a holy God.
Yes.
That's the reason the Bible, as I was talking to someone today, that's the reason your repentance is toward God.
Yeah.
Repentance is toward God. Well, listen, which comes first, faith or repentance? Your repentance is toward God. Your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You can't have repentance, amen, without God granting. I understand that, amen. But I'm going to tell you, there will be a willingness that you're going to turn.
Amen.
You're not going to go to heaven walking toward hell,
amen.
But we've sold a bill of goods, amen, that people can be right with God. And Repentance is toward God. It's God who you repent. God's anger with the wicked every day. God says in Psalm chapter number 50, amen, lest I tear you in pieces, saith the Lord. That's the kind of God you're dealing with.
Right.
That's the kind of God you're trifling with, amen. Listen, it's not the old man upstairs. It's God Almighty, amen. And he rebelled against his father. Plans were laid. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get with this harlot. I'm going to get with this licentious woman. I'm going to go to this dive. I was talking to a fellow, amen, the other day that smokes pot every day, supposedly, amen, for seizures. I would think pot would give you a seizure. Amen. Medicinal marijuana. Amen. Hey, dude. Medicinal marijuana. Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend. Hey, listen, I was talking to a fellow. He had never heard, listen, the honky tonk, a talk a dive before. Amen. But he had already had his plans laid out. I'm going to get with this individual. And listen, no doubt he knew where they were.
Yeah.
He knew their address. He was keeping up with them. He had their phone numbers in his contacts, amen. You say he didn't have a cell phone. I'm preaching to you, not him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
He already knew who was well involved in the world. And he says, I'm going to go down there in the far country, and I'm going to get with Billy, and I'm going to get with Sam, and I'm going to get with Leroy. I'm going to get with them, amen. Leroy has the drugs, and Sam has the women. He knows about the prostitutes, amen. And listen, friend, I'm going to get with them, and we're going to have us a grand old time. And I'm going to take daddy's inheritance, and we're going to have a time. Listen, we're going to have a time, amen. He was in rebellion, amen.
Yes,
sir.
I found out a long time ago that I can't convince you you're lost. God has to do that.
That's right.
I make it as pointed as I can, as plain as I can. And people sometimes say, Rose thinks everybody's lost. Amen. Well, I'm sure about me being saved, the rest of you. Amen. You go work out your own
salvation.
With fear of trembling.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Listen, friend, this young man is in rebellion. This younger son got his inheritance. And off he goes. Off he goes. Can you see? There he goes. Off he goes.
Yeah.
I have seen young people that's come through this camp. Let's get it really. I'm not trying to be smart. Even make professions.
Yeah.
Satoshi, I praise God for what God, you said the Lord done for you a few years ago. But I saw them make professions and go out into the world, and it makes me wonder if they ever had a life-changing experience of grace.
Right.
That's it.
You say you shouldn't be a judge like that. You shouldn't be judging. They shouldn't be living like they're living.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't think they're lost.
That's
right.
Amen.
That's right.
We want to pass the onus, amen, on the preacher or the spirit-filled man of God, amen. But the problem is, if a person's living like a sinner, I think they're a sinner.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What do you expect me to think?
Right.
They shouldn't be living like that.
Yeah.
There ought to be some evidence of chastisement in their lives.
Right. Well,
you know whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you be without chastisement, we're of all partakers. Then are you bastards and not sons. That's not dirty language. That's Bible
Amen. Listen, friend, thank God for the chastening hand of God and God dealing with us as sons. Amen.
Amen.
Who the Lord loveth, He chastens.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus loves me, so when I do wrong, He chastens me.
Yeah.
He'll scourge you, which is more severe. And then the Bible says in John, little John, what the old timers called it, there is a sin unto death. I do not that you should pray for it, amen. There is a sin unto death. And listen, I'm going to tell you, there have been believers that have filled an empty grave. And I'm going to tell you, not just a changed life proves you're saved. And not just a testimony proves you're saved. But sin proves whether you're saved.
That's right. Come on.
If there's no chastisement,
that's right.
It's a good evidence you've never been born again.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Do you enjoy sinning? Do you enjoy rebellion? You know the Bible says, and I know this is family camp, but most of the people here are youngsters, amen. The Bible says you're to honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, amen. I'm hung up on this a little bit, amen. Amen. We'll roll through the rest of it if the Lord will. Me and you was playing ball yesterday. He said, "You are one of the most intense men I've ever met."
Amen.
I'm serious. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm like Luke's nothing. I'm not as good as Brother Jason at Cornhole, but I still like Luke's. I don't even like the thought of liking the loose. He gets me upset because how good he is. I want to excel. I want to be better. And listen, we ought to be intense about preaching and giving the gospel. Amen. Here's a young man, listen, friend, that's in rebellion. And the Lord said in His Word, we're to honor our father and mother. Amen. Well, listen, my dad don't know any different. And I know I watch TV, and they make dad look like a dumbbell, amen. Listen, hey, I'm not saying your dad's a dumbbell, but you may think some. But I'm going to tell you, if you've got a dad here, he's in charge, or should be in charge, and you ought to honor him.
Yes.
Man.
But some of you are in rebellion against your parents.
Uh-huh.
You tell me you know the Heavenly Father. And you won't do a thing your parents say.
Uh-oh.
They tell you to do something, you do the exact opposite. They tell you to do something, you look like you're doing the right thing, amen. But underneath your skirt, man.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how it started out, no doubt. This young man, he was a rebel at his heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, I beg your mommy and your dad in the Lord, for this is right. And your parents may not be right with God. They may not be saved. But I tell you what, you can be a light to them and see if the Lord did a work in your heart. Some of these young men got saved. It's out of, listen, homes. We know, listen, I don't really want to throw off on anybody's home.
Yeah.
They can't help that.
Right.
But you can be a light to them and be a baby. I'm not talking about saying you'll participate in something that's wicked and vile.
That's right. Yeah.
But they know you're a different individual, amen, because you want to honor your mommy and your daddy. Y'all rang that stuff up real quick, buddy. I got four teenagers, well, one man and a teenager, amen. She done graduated to the 20-year-old. Amen. God be the Lord. 20-year-old never been a kiss. You better not be. You need to kiss that.
That's right. That's right.
I'll tear his lips off, amen. Fix it back through his ears.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Three-thirds it takes him.
That's right.
Exactly right. It's how I'm living. Got three other teenagers. God be the glory. I
I'm going to tell you what, they get to a certain age, start feeling a little uppity. Kind of like too big for the britches, or if you're a girl, too big for your skirts. Start back talking a little bit, amen. You know that era of rebellion? You're walking a dangerous path, amen. This young man, that rebellion had to start somewhere. And this young man come up to his father and he said, I'm tired of the rules and I'm tired of this household and I'm tired of three times going to church and missions meetings and revival efforts and church, Bible, praying. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the legalism and the standards, amen. I'm tired of that. I want my inheritance.
Right.
He's got him a look at the far country.
Yeah.
And I try to nip that stuff in the bud. I told her, I love her. I told each one of them. See, you ain't going to talk to your mom that way.
That's right.
You talk to your mom that way. Sammy, I love him. Me and him are close. He's named after one of the preachers, amen, that influenced me greatly. And then I told Samuel, I said, my name is Sir.
Right, yeah.
My name ain't Yeah.
That's
my right. Name's Sir.
Yeah.
You know, if we had more of that talk at home, we'd have less people disrespecting the pastor.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. Coming up and calling me by his first name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. I wish sometimes, I mean, they say, listen, y'all just met me, amen, and you don't know nothing about me and how I live. You don't know nothing about me. So before you form your preconceived opinions about me, amen, that I'm mean and cantankerous, and listen, I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. I get sick and tired. They ought to make me, I'm not saying they should, but they'd be good in a head deacon, amen. And I kick some of these people's rear ends, amen, and come up and call the pastor by his first name.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
He's the preacher, he's the pastor, he's your brother.
Yeah.
You don't call the pastor I was raised, I would have been corrected and whipped if I called the pastor by his first name.
Yeah.
But we've got casual today. We've got mighty casual today, amen. Casual in our dress. I mean, it's casual Friday every time you come to church in most Baptist churches. Casual Friday. Angry Bird t-shirt. Here comes Captain America. Here comes Batman, amen. Listen, I was raised and you didn't dress like that. When you come to the house of God.
Right.
Man.
Let me let you catch your breather, amen. I'll get a drink. Amen. I was raised, amen, when you went to church, you put on your shirt, and we put on what's called sock ties. Ugliest things you ever seen in your life. But we put on our sock ties. And mom or dad tied our sock ties, amen, and we went to church. Because it's Sunday, it was the Lord's Day. We wasn't going to Six Flags.
That's it.
We was going to the Lord's house. Amen. And it caught a kind of, I tell people at church sometimes, amen, it caught wind with me. And I know, and I'm not throwing off, amen. I know that I'm about the only one. I'm not the only one, but one of the only ones that dress up anymore and dress in a suit and dress in a tie and come to church on Wednesday and still wear dress clothes. I understand that, amen. But it caught hold with me, amen. And it taught me respect.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And a lot of people think I have been in the military because I carry myself well.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. We've got this air of rebellion in the day and hour in which we live. And we've got these people that are saying, and this is sticking their hand in everybody's face and saying, you give it to me.
Yeah.
Give me.
Come
They didn't teach you how to do this at Bible school. In fact, I'm totally the exact opposite of what they teach in most Bible schools. I don't know how to do it. I just know how to do it like what God wants me to do it. But you go back in the old days, amen. I'm going to tell you, the preachers that preached years ago, they meant business, buddy. They didn't play. We want to tout their accolades. We want to honor their tombstones. We just don't want to preach like them. We don't want to preach like them. He went into the fire country. But I'm glad that's not the all this truth that we have here before us. In verse number 17, well, let me get this, amen. He spent all. I've got some things underlined here for this little message. But there arose this mighty famine in the land. Verse 14, he began to be in want. But it didn't get any better, amen. It got worse. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Now, I don't know exactly where the far country is. It doesn't say. But it could have been. And for my application tonight, Brother Asquith, it was a foreign country. Because he was away from the Father.
That's it, yeah.
It was a far country. It was a foreign country. He wasn't around the Father any longer. And here comes a famine. And then he joins himself to the citizenry of this country. And you know what he does, Brother Peter? He doesn't do him any favors. He's a Jew, Miss Brittany. Whatever your name is. Okay, good guess. Bad guess, good guess. Amen. It's close. It starts with a B. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what, friend. He joins himself to one of the citizens of the country and is a Jew. And he disgraces him, young lady, because he sends him out to feed the pigs and swine. You ever been around a hog lot? You have? Smells real good, don't it? Real pretty. Perfume and flowers. It kind of smells like my wife's perfume. Don't you think that's right? It's a raunchy smell. It's a repulsive smell. I remember when I was raised up anywhere in most places in southwestern Virginia is a holler. It's a holler. And so I was raised in some of the hills and hollers of southwestern Virginia. And when we was up there around Richlands, Virginia, amen, my uncle had a hog lot, amen. Hog is spelled H-O-E-W-G, hog. Hog lot. And when the wind was right, amen, and you was out there in the garden getting the rutabagas, amen, there was this sweet aroma that floated across the garden, amen. Oh, man, it would make you gay of maggots. It's awful. But young lady, here's a Jew. He's a Jewish boy. And his heart's set on rebellion. And the citizen of the country, the foreign, far country, sends him out to feed the swine. Something that God has specifically in the book of Leviticus told him to abstain from.
Yeah.
Let me make a point right there. I think that breach, God specifically has appointed things that you are to abstain from. It doesn't matter whether you agree. It don't matter whether you're convicted by it. It doesn't matter whether you've seen it yet. It's still true. It's still hot. Amen. God has said for you to abstain from it. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. You're to abstain from fornication. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
The devil will put you right in the midst of that stuff.
That's right.
The Bible says he got so hungry. He got so hungry, he didn't have a good turkey meal like you and I enjoy today. He's so hungry, he would have fain filled his belly with the husks that the hogs did. I'm trying to get this off. He'll finish up real quick. Amen? I don't feel a thing like I felt this morning. I don't feel one thing. My back's all loosened up. Once I get warmed up and lathered up, amen, everything loosens up. I'll get tired and get the night on a bed of nails. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one. Young people, parents, you know what's in a hog lot? Slops.
Yeah.
Why would you want to feed on slops?
Right. Yeah.
Not only slops, but leftovers.
Yeah.
They used to go out there and dump out the leftovers.
Yeah.
And then hogs will eat about anything.
Right.
If they ain't got, are you listening to me? If they ain't got nothing else to eat, they'll eat one another.
Yeah.
This world will eat you up.
Right.
The way of the transgressor is hard.
Right.
The hog lot is full of slops, amen, and leftovers and scraps, amen, of the world. Why would you want to go to that and stay around that mess?
Right, amen.
Amen. But I like this. Not only the young man's rebellion, but I like the young man's realization.
Yeah.
He came to himself.
Yes.
Thank God for the day. Down in the slop jar of the world and the sin of the world and the scraps that the devil left me in. Thank God for the day when I came to myself and realized, hey, this ain't the place to be.
Right.
Hey. And this young man, amen, I believe he repented, amen. Because the Bible says, you know it, you preachers know it, this is the chapter of lost things. Lost things. And the Bible says in verse number 32, just want to mention it, he said, my son was lost and is found.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad for God's lost and found program. Amen. Listen, if God will show you you're lost, you're on a good way. If you'll submit to God, yield to God, you can get found. Amen. He's seeking you. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you about a wonderful father I had.
Yeah.
I know him personally.
Yes.
I've talked to him several times
today. Amen.
I've got on my knees or in that recliner in the trailer there, and I said, our father! And he said, hello, son.
Amen.
I want you to notice how the prodigal father lavished himself on this son.
Yeah.
He squandered everything the father had given him. But this prodigal father lavished himself on the son.
Yeah.
I'm glad for the father's vision. The Bible says that y'all preach this a lot better than I am, but I'm doing the best I can right now. Amen. The Father saw him. Ain't you glad that God looks down at Camp I-40 this week, amen? And he sees some people that may not be right with God and are lost and are undone and in the hog pen of the world, amen? And listen, some of you, your hearts are astray from God, and you may be saved, but you're taking a glimpse out at the world. But thank God the Father, he looks down, amen. Thank God the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank God for that, amen.
Yes.
I'm glad he saw me one day.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 15, verses 6 and 7, the scripture says here, the Bible says about this man, about this lost sheep, and when he cometh home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just person which needeth no repentance. Amen. There's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repented. And you get somebody that gets right with God and gets saved and gets redeemed. Our Baptist churches, amen. And sometimes we sit around and listen, we milk our chickens. I wonder if they're going to hold that. Amen. I know them, amen. They won't last 3 weeks. But the Bible says when a sinner repents, there's rejoicing in heaven.
Amen.
The Bible says there's rejoicing in the presence, Titus, of the angels, amen. And if there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels, amen, it must be the Redeemer. I believe the Lord gets excited when somebody gets right with God, when somebody gets saved. I believe he gets excited about it.
Amen.
Somebody gets right with God this week, I think we ought to get excited about it.
Sure.
Amen.
I don't know whether they got right with God or not. Amen. Well, we don't know. Amen. But we ought to get excited that God's working in their life.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I think this Calvinistic spirit's about killed us out. You ever seen many Calvinists that get excited about anything? They must not be foreordained to praise. That's the reason maybe we need to get some big cue cards and get us a screen pulled down here, amen, and say, everybody, praise the Lord now. Woo!
Yeah.
It ought to be spontaneous.
Sure.
Thank God I'm glad that he saw him, amen. He was a great way off, but the Father saw him, amen.
Yes, amen.
Listen, him even looking our way is lavishing his grace on us. Who are we? Who are we, brother, that God would even lavish and expend any time? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The vision of the Father. The compassion of the Father. The Bible said again in verse number 20, amen, about the prodigal father, amen, that he had compassion on him, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There ain't none of us worthy being saved.
Right. Yeah.
Let me say that again. There ain't none of us worthy being saved. We're not saved because we're worthy. We're saved because he's worthy, amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. He is worthy.
That's his word.
You know, I kind of find out when people go down to UT, I said something about that. When, you know, when I feel led to testify in my old church, I figure if they want me to preach, which they don't do well. But anyway, so much for that one. But listen, whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. But when I feel that testify, it's what I do, and I don't preach. Amen. I get up and testify. Amen. But I was testifying just a little bit, amen. Listen, a couple Sunday nights ago, amen. And I said, you go down to UT and pay them big prices. I had to watch people run up and down a green grassy field with zipped up hair, amen. And you get up there with your orange and white faces and your UT shirt on. He may have touched that. Hey, it's amazing. Still ain't waking these kids up, amen. Y'all sleeping well. I ain't preaching it set. Amen. But they got, you know why? You know why they did that? They worshiped it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
They worship it.
That's right.
And then I get all red faced. And they say, oh, something will burst in his head. And it gets too loud. And how many decibels can we take anyway? Hey, listen, friend, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about his compassion. I'm talking about he loves us, amen. He saw the great whale. He had compassion on him.
That's right.
And he was willing to lavish it.
Can
you see this young man coming? He ain't got a nice pullover shirt on, some khaki pants, some dress shoes. He's got tattered garments. He's probably almost naked, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
The world's been rough on him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what else, he's got pig slop all over it. I'm not going to be too descriptive. You know what sounds like pig lock? He's got the refuse of pigs all over him. He smells like the slops. He smells like the refuse. It's all over him. We wasn't pretty sight when God seen us.
That's right.
And when God came to where we's at, we wasn't pretty sight being down in the miry clay and the horrible pit.
Yes,
but God saw us and had compassion on us.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
For God. Amen. You say, I want a balance. Some balance. And we've heard balance. Amen. But you may be accusing me of being imbalanced tonight. So let's talk about the love of God. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. Listen, friend, he got the sins and the scoffing and the slop. Oh, he took all that in his own body. Our slop.
Yes.
Our sins.
Yes.
Our, what we deserve. He took that in his own body on the tree. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved you that much.
Yes.
How much did he love you? This much.
That's right.
Infinite love.
Yes.
Enduring love. Hallelujah. Eternal love. Amen. Amen. Eternal didn't start at a point in time. So he didn't start loving when he loved me. Hallelujah. He loved me from eternity. Praise God. I found out about it October 3rd, 1989. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, since he's a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, guess what? Before the foundation of the world, he had you in mind.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Woo!
Where's the firecrackers?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We go to this fireworks show, and I went to a pretty wild thing, man. I'm talking about with some people of God, saints of God. But they put off some fireworks I'd never seen before in my life, and people's going, ooh, oh, woo! My God, how long is it going to be before you catch hold of what God does? He loved going to say that. Hallelujah. He loved us. Thank God he died for us. He was buried. He rose again the third day for us.
That's right.
Praise God.
Yes.
His Father is lavishing himself. He's lavishly spending himself on this Son. How about the affection of this Father? The Bible says, I mean, listen, if somebody come in here tonight, nose covered, hog slop, all kinds of things, you know, that the pigs produce. Okay, come on, really. Trying to be dealt with. Nose covered up with that. How many of us would run to them?
Right.
Just hug them up.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. That'd get my camp shirt off.
Yeah.
That made me smell like I'd have to take another bath today. I can't even pitch cornholes without taking another bath. Hey, man, somebody turn on the air conditioning in the gym. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. His Father wasn't repulsed by his Son.
That's right.
His Father saw him while he was a great way off.
That's it.
He was looking for this Son.
Well.
He had compassion on this Son. And he had ran to
him. I'm scared of living in the garage.
Man.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
He ran. And he embraced.
Yeah.
And he felt, you know, in the Old Testament, here's a rebellious son, Brother Joe. You probably heard me preach this before along these lines. Here's a rebellious son. Should have been took out of stone.
Right.
He should have felt the weight of his father's sandal on his neck. That's what they do. And they kill that son because he had disgraced the family. Disgrace the father, disgrace the family's name. Listen, friend, brought it down, but he didn't feel the weight of his father's foot on his neck. I won't use any of you men because somebody go out here and say, I'm doing something like this. But he used that Eastern grip, and it's very common. He fell on his neck.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory be to
God. Amen.
Hey, forgiveness.
What a glad day. We in righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Amen.
He lavished himself. All the compassion. All the love. Of this wicked of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And he began to kiss him.
Right.
But this son, no doubt, is either this way over, or this son, I don't want it. If somebody could accuse me of doing something, amen, you got to be careful. But this son's probably out prostrate. Before the Father and said, Father, please, you made me a servant.
Yeah.
I've been destitute.
Yeah.
I've been without. Listen, I don't have a dime to my name.
Yeah.
Would you make me a servant? I'm a sinner. Make me a servant.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Wow.
And his Father got down and began to kiss him.
Yeah.
He kissed along the neck in that Eastern greeting. And he began to kiss him. He said, I love you. Thank God that God has spared you. Thank God that you come to realization. Thank God that you come back this way. I love you, amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
And as far as the text goes, he refers to him as his son.
Yeah.
Right.
God can make his child tonight.
big family. You don't have to be outside in the far and foreign country. You can be next where you feel the kisses of his mouth.
Yes.
You say, that's queer. That's gay. Oh, no. When you get to know the Lord,
that's holy.
And you're really close to him, you'll feel the kisses of him. And buddy, he'll draw you up to his bosom. You got to be pretty close. Amen. To be in the bosom of the Father. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, thank God, he'll draw you up real close. He'll let you know I love you.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Bless his wonderful name. I said before, this father is a prodigal father. He lavished on this son. Amen. Because we see in closing, and I'm not going to deal with Ephesians. I'd love to, I just don't have the strength. Y'all pray for me. Amen. I'm getting old. And listen, a lot of times, I'm not through preaching. I just got to quit. Amen. I get tired, amen. Hallelujah. You try this sometimes, see how it works out for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, he showed provision for this son.
Yes.
It was shown in his vision, it was shown in his compassion, it was lavished in his affection, it was lavished in his provision.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. He gave away to both sons a portion of goods. But from what I see, this Pauline, amen, he had plenty left over. God's not run out of grace.
Amen.
God's not run out of provisions. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Amen.
Sure he will.
Sure he will.
He can do it. He can do it again. Amen. He's got more than enough grace. He's got more than enough mercy.
Amen.
He said, my son was lost and is found. Kill the fatted calf. Amen.
Yes.
So let's our close. Why do you want to settle for the husks
right.
of this world when the Father's offering you the fatted calf?
Yeah, amen.
I've meandered around on that. And in other words, that's country terminology, amen, for you New Yorkers, amen, puzzled and just thought about it and meditated on it. Why would you want the husk of this world? You can have a fatted calf.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You get right with God, it's joy, sir, Jesus. It's not a brother. It's joy. No peace. The sin's forgiven. Know that you have that blessed assurance that we sung about, I believe, this morning. That Jesus is mine and I am his. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, this boy's sandals is wore off. And he said, you come and bring shoes for his feet. You bring me my signet ring and you put it on his finger.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to begin to celebrate.
Amen.
Because my son was lost and is found. It upset that other brother. And they're a type of the Pharisees. And I'm not going to preach that tonight. But it upset them. We got some Pharisees probably here tonight.
Uh-oh.
It upsets them. When somebody, you know, it upsets people sometimes when religious folk get right with God.
Yes.
How could they be lost? Won't you worry about the sins at your own doorstep?
Yes.
Amen. When God the Holy Ghost showed my little woman, my little wife, Sweetie Pie back there, we'd been married a few months, 3 months, 3.5 months, somewhere around there, amen. And God, the Holy Ghost, had been working on her. And she told me, she said, I'm lost. I'm not saved. The Lord showed me I was lost. I didn't argue with her.
Right, that's right.
She said, the Lord.
shoulders, she's lost.
That's right. Yep.
Come on. I said, well, you know what to do. I said, I can't save you. She began to seek the Lord.
That's right.
Got right with God.
I like it.
Preachers, well, your wife got saved, and you got married, and your wife got saved. Amen. Listen, I cut her rusty when she got
right
with God.
Good.
I rejoiced about that. I just was thrilled that my wife got. She was a pretty good wife before she got saved. She is a most excellent wife.
Good.
Yeah. I told Brother Daniel today, she's a lot better Christian than I am. Amen. That's true. Her ain't even debated that. Amen. She's a good little woman. But thank God for the day when the prodigal father lavished everything he had and more on a wretched, lost sinner. And by the way, he had compassion on that other son, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though he showed his vile attitude about it. What do you know? He spent his living with harlots.
Yeah.
I ain't been out with the prostitutes.
Yeah.
He spent all your inheritance on harlots. He was in bad shape at home. As that boy in the far country was.
Yes.
Right. Amen. He put shoes on his feet, ring on his finger, kill that fatted calf. Amen. Hallelujah. And let us eat and be merry. Verse 24, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry.
Amen.
Amen. You say, what are they going to say if I come up there? Everybody thinks I'm right with God. What are they going to say if I come up there and get right with God? I'll tell you what the saints of God are going to say. They're going to rejoice.
Amen.
They're going to rejoice. Amen. They're going to praise God. I found out a long time ago, God didn't make me the Holy Ghost to know who was saved and who's lost. I try. If we're not careful, we'll make statements that sound like the Holy Ghost. I preach against sin, but I try not to make statements that I act like I'm the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I'm not the Holy Ghost. But I know He's real and He's manifested Himself here tonight. And listen, some having compassion make a difference. And we preached about judgment tonight, but I've tried, if you want to say, to balance this thing out, because that father lavished himself on that son. Some of you here tonight may be right with God and say, but you're looking for an opening. Brother Andy, we've seen it. We've seen it. Young people sitting in this camp hear old-fashioned preaching. I mean, it just didn't start old-fashioned preaching, amen. Brother Tim, when you showed up, or I showed up, amen. Brother Rufus Edmondson, amen, used to come here and preach all week here and go to the Auburn Baptist Church and preach another week at the church or vice versa, whichever one it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, he would preach the paint off the walls, amen. So it didn't just start with us. Some of them, amen, have heard the Word of God for years. Not just because they're not here don't mean they're not saved. And some of them, where are they? Where are they tonight? You know what? Looking out there at that far country.
Yes.
Yeah. They looked, and they started leaning, and then they started living in the far country. Maybe that's you tonight. And you're looking toward that far country. And you done got contacts and emails and text messages from some of your friends, amen. And some of that family that's pulling you that away. What you ought to do, amen, is pile on an altar tonight and say, oh God, forgive me. Forgive me. Lord, I've felt that twinge of rebellion. God, I
you could really preach this both ways. May God help us tonight. Pastor, you come on through preaching.
Amen, brother.